right. Think, Usopp. Use all your brain power. Collect all your thoughts. Pod. I am pod. Podding is what I do. Podding is what I am. All right, go. I've got nothing. We're going to cut this anyway. It's fine. Blah, blah, blah. Wake up. Wake up, nigga. I don't know if I'm old or if my body is conditioning me this way since I got to be up so early. But like 9:30, 10 o'clock hits, I start getting sleepy. But
I don't know. I think that's what you think.
Probably.
I get about 5 every morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. See, I'm in bed like the latest 12 o'clock usually. And I'm like, I'm having a miserable day after that. I also be working with kids, but beside the point, let's talk about
that's totally
the show. Let's talk about the show and the pod and everything else. So, welcome to the show. We're not here to be right. I'm your co-host, Richard. Got my co-host with me here, Brandon, Trey. Say what up to the people. And so we were off last week, but we're back with the end of Spider-Verse. And we are up to episode 20 now of Cowboy Bebop. So 2 weeks left. We should be done with this shit show. So let's start with Cowboy Bebop, the anime. And so
I want to start off by saying I think I finally get it. I think I finally understand Cowboy Bebop, like why
people like it.
Yeah, why it's garnered so high the way it is. I think I get it.
It's so explain, elaborate. I want to hear what you think.
Like, I'm expecting a continuational story, like a major plot story. Obviously, this show isn't really that. It has a little bit of backstory when it wants to give you some backstory, but it's mostly just bounty hunters being bounty hunters, just going about doing their shit. And every day, it's literally, I thought about my bro, like every day of this, like, is nothing. Like, just, they just wake up one moment, like, boom, we got to get this one bounty. And then that turned into a whole fucking shit show of a mission. The next day, we got to do, like, a letter came in for Faye, and that leads to some other shit. Or it's like every day something's happening. So,
yeah.
So I get it now. Like, it's not a continuous story per se, but it's like, nigga, every day, like, this is how it is living out here. Like, this is their world, and this is pretty much how it goes. So,
like a day in the life.
Yeah. And that's how I've been taking it. Just you tune in.
They will give you some stuff that will be brought back up later in the show, but like with whole Vicious and everything like that, or like something from someone's history, like Jet Black or Faye's history. But for the most part, it's just them just being them, and that's the whole point of the show. And
right, it's this.
Yeah. I was expecting more, I guess, or expecting different.
You're okay. I get that. And if you go into the show expecting that, I get why you'd be like disappointed. So like for me, I just kind of, I didn't even have a good idea of the show. Cause like, again, it was one of those shows I would fall asleep watching on Toonami and shit.
Yeah.
But it was, I don't know. I really like the episodic kind of just like, no, we're just going to find out. Just shit be happening sometimes, man. That nigga just every week it's a new bounty. Hey, maybe they'll actually make money. They never actually no. That's the one guarantee. They never make money.
Yeah, I've never seen a successful transaction of funds to these niggas for their services. I've never seen it.
They get successful transactions, but then they get like fined 2/3 of the bounty, and then it gets split three ways amongst them. And so nobody's ever really paid.
Bro, I will say these last episodes that we watched, nigga Spike's been getting his ass beat. Like,
yeah, he's been in the ringer.
Every episode, he's been bandaged up and shit.
Let me think here. So,
on the topic of money, once they finally had a little bit of money, Faye stole it all and spent it.
Word.
No.
I don't understand their loyalty to this bitch. If that's what she's going to do to them. if you're going to steal money from us, like, we can't fuck with you. We can't. Why? You can't just live here. At least Ed can be. Ed's out here hacking stuff and, like, being our tech guy. Like,
Ed is the lead, is the most useful to the group, because they will be. I'm trying to
think. They have such an advantage with him on their team, though.
They do, but they're just, like, the most bumbling group of fucking bounty hunters ever, that they never actually get anything done. I'm trying to think, like, they'll be talking about something, like, but I don't know. What could it possibly? And Ed's like, yeah, so I looked it up for you guys. It actually means this. This is the address of the nigga you got to go find. And he's just like, oh, okay, cool. I don't want to say Ed's like a plot convenience, but he, anytime they're just like, damn, I don't know what to do next, Ed walks in on his hands, balancing the dog on his head or some stupid shit. And he's just like,
he was just answering the problem, but just saying some shit.
And then cartwheels out of the room and does a backflip.
And then it's like, oh, I get it now. And then he's literally a cheat code.
He is, and he's still like very little kiddish, which like is normal. Like cartwheeling around and doing handstands and just dumb shit like that. Mm-hmm. That is a very childlike thing to do. But then it's just like, oh, I'm also one of the greatest minds of our fucking generation. Trapped. I don't know. But so far, let's look at these episodes, because I'm trying to think. 17 was Ed's episode, which...
Yes.
Yeah.
18. The horse racing. Yep. 19, Wild Horses. Spike. Oh, yeah. You know, I was like, whatever about episode 19. I'm going to be honest, fellas. That was the one where Spike had to take his little red spaceship to go get fixed.
Yeah.
That one I thought was kind of boring.
I was like, eh.
Yeah. The coolest part was them, I guess, the taking the spaceship up and everything that happened with that. But like, I was like, ah, meh, weak ass episode. However, though,
like, I can tell if that shit was so bland by how the notes I took. Because the notes I took for the shows that I liked are so much different and lively versus how just straight to the point mine are on that one. Like, nigga, nothing really happened. Like,
yeah, man. Like, you learned how Spike got his ship.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Didn't care. And I say that knowing that there are people who love Spike's ship and think it's iconic, and I'm sure they have tattoos of it or the model. And I'm sorry, but I don't give a fuck. I don't need to know. Honestly, where you got the
most annoying part of that whole episode was the nigga who was the Blue Sox fan.
Oh,
he didn't shut up about
the come on, Blue Sox, let's go sports.
That nigga wouldn't shut the fuck up about that. Even in the time of death, he's bringing up this goddamn team.
I've never seen them win a championship. they're ridiculous, but I don't know, man. It's still like, even with those like kind of like weak ass episodes like that one, I still overall like it, because every week you tune in and you're like, damn, you might get something dope, like episode 20, which was right after. Or maybe they strategically planted the duds of episodes in between, like fire ass episodes, so people would really have to tune in. You never know, because episode 20 is incredibly simple in its premise. Spike walked down the wrong street and ran into an assassin. That nigga was...
He just walked into a nigga. He was like, all right, I got to kill you now.
Like, and he was like, damn, that's tough. Catch this grenade launcher umbrella. And that nigga... terrifying. Like, it was like...
floats in the air like he's fucking... Like, he's aerodynamic too. He can, like, you can't shoot him. He can...
Yeah, he bounces, spins around like a top piece.
The whole time I'm watching this episode, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is happening? Like, this is... I love those episodes where you just get your mind blown, where you're just having to ask, like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, you don't know what's going on. That nigga was
also,
next.
Like, very terrifying. Like,
yeah, it was.
I wouldn't say terrifying. He was
scared, too, the whole time.
He's very creepy, I will say that. Because he's, like, he falls right between, like, don't want to say like a Willy Wonka character and a murderer and an axe murderer, but he's got like, he's got axe murderer face, but he dresses like.
And that shit was bloody too, bro. Like they were showing this nigga just capping niggas. Just...
Yeah, like bro, he was a headshot.
Yeah.
No, don't. When the ambulance was on the way, he said, "Yeah, you can turn off them lights. There's no fucking bodies. There's no survivors. Everyone just call the morgue. Send the ambulance home." That shit was crazy. He but the other thing too about him was that like his mind regressed to a child.
Yeah.
Too, from all the experimentation that was done on him. So maybe Brandon, in your notes, you may have it written down. Why was he smoking that first group of people? Did we ever find out? Was it just like a hit he took on, or were they involved in his torture?
He just literally pulls up on them and just kills them. We have no idea who they are or what they had anything to do with them.
Bro, that's what I thought.
And then he sees him and he sees Spike, and then we learn information about him saying, "Oh, if you see his face, he has to kill you. Like no one can know what he looks like. So he's gonna be on the lookout for you because you saw him and you got away." We learn that later, but in the moment, no, he just pulls up and kills these people with no fucking idea.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. They were like, "All right, everybody get in the car." Like it had a security detail. They were ready for action. And they just happened to come across the rawest nigga in the galaxy. I mean,
bro,
top three.
Mind blown of how wild that shit was. Just from immediate go and didn't stop. And honestly, the most annoying thing though in the whole episode was how useless Jet Black was.
We needed him. If we didn't have Jet Black, we don't have our background narrator while Spike's running for his life through an amusement park.
I understand goddamn.
In that rugged
voice. Why did you wait to relay this information?
Because knowing that information, like, this thing was literally, as he's looking this shit up,
he's getting his ass whooped. And by the time, I understand the effort because that's what you're supposed to do as a teammate or whatever. But if he doesn't get the information before the fight's over, then what the fuck were you like? What was all that work for?
I don't think it matters. That nigga's too much, bro. He had an EMT field. It was like bullets, nah. What ended up stopping him?
How did a knife get through to stab him anyway? If bullets can.
So that actually. So I've been reading Dune. And in Dune, everyone walks around with force fields. And because everyone uses force fields, everyone uses knives. Because knives move slower than bullets and they can pass through the force field. I don't know if that's the same case here. They were just like, I'm sorry, say that again, Trey.
So that sounds like a lot.
Right? Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I didn't question it really too much, but I just figured
that was his kryptonite. This is Achilles' heel.
Yeah, pain. He's bulletproof, he never experienced pain. And the first time he encountered it, he was like a crying child on the ground and was stomped to death? Question mark.
Yeah, I think
that's they kind how of.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he was, but like at the same
and
time,
I just caught myself just looking at the episode. I'm like, wow, this nigga Spike is really fighting with just a pistol against a nigga with a whole arsenal of weapons, a rocket launcher, grenade launcher, shotgun, you know, whatever he wants. And he has a fucking whole amusement park designed for death at his disposal. Like, he was literally just torturing him the entire time. All this nigga had was a pistol. Like, Spike really had no back. He had nothing. He should have been dead.
Spike shows up with no plan. That nigga shows up to every fight with his pistol, 3 magazines, and a hand grenade, and just prays that everything goes well. And that's all the level of preparation
he ever brings. He survived that shit without any help whatsoever. Just prove that it just showed how much of a dog Spike is. Like he will just outlive whoever he's fighting.
I think Spike has amazing luck because that nigga had him dead to right several times, and because he was just fucking with him and playing with him. That's how it like
so we survived. Had the cat interrupted the first time. He got scared of a cat and then he got away or whatever. And then the second time, the fucking toy cat or whatever stopped him, he had a meltdown.
Yep. But like,
but we did get saved. But locked. Still.
But really good episodes. I'm very. Ooh, sorry about that. My hate for the show and my slander that I used to have has gone down considerably.
Yeah.
Since I'm starting it.
Comfortable with it now.
Right. I feel like we should be 20 episodes in.
I'm now like receiving it a lot better than before.
Good. I would hope so. 20 episodes in of a 26 episode show.
I know, right?
Yeah. We define our stride at some point.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I'll try to rewatch some of those other episodes in the same vein, but I still don't know. I know the early ones I will enjoy because the, what was that, for the dog stealer episode, whatever, that one I know I will enjoy.
Oh, still. with the Shibu?
Yeah.
When he had to go get the fucking, not the Shibu, the Corgi. Their fucking dog that runs around there. Which, again, also another great character. We don't give him a love.
Really Einstein. Drunk, too.
Love that dog. Very cool dog.
Great animation to that dog. The shit was ahead of its time. The fact that this was...
I was going
to
say, yeah. The whole thing, show.
Like, holy fuck.
That whole show was hand-drawn.
Way ahead of the time. I wish they could bring this show back. I don't know if they're going to even think about doing that. Continuing the story or giving it a real story or just continuing to do what they normally do. But I'd be down if they would have bring this back.
I would not. But that's just me. I don't know.
Maybe
I don't
like, better just leaving it alone.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's important to make new fans go back and watch the old anime sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Go ahead,
Rich. You go ahead. You were finishing.
I want people to appreciate how fucking hard it was to draw everything by hand. That shit was crazy to me. Every single frame, everything we're seeing in Cowboy Bebop, niggas were like, "All right, that was him winding up his leg for the kick. All right, come in tomorrow, actually finish the kick. All right." 1 second. Fuck.
Yeah, that shit is tough. You got to give them a lot of credit on that.
So, what were you gonna say, Trey?
I was gonna say I feel like there is like, a time frame too in terms of when they're gonna make a sequel or finish the story on something. Mm-hmm. Where once it's been too long, it'll never meet expectations. Even if it's something that is coming like unexpectedly, we're always like, once we get nostalgic about something, there's nothing new that can happen that's going to add to it or give us that same feel.
Yeah. You know what else is very, I don't want to say unfortunate, but I don't know. I feel like the Cowboy Bebop live action kind of shot any remake potential in the head.
Yeah.
At least for a couple of years.
I am curious to see, though, if they would explore doing more seasons of the live action.
And no, like, got canceled.
Without the anime, because they don't typically make like one season TV shows live action.
It already got canceled, dog.
Oh, it did?
That shit got canceled like a week after its release. They were like,
yeah, people hated it.
This shit is ass.
I can't say I'm excited to watch it after we finish Cowboy Bebop, just because I want to see how much they mixed it up and what things they changed.
So I have very low self-control. I actually watched up to episode 22, right?
Okay.
Remembering, because Brandon, you didn't watch the first episode of the live action, Trey, and I did. Remember that teddy bear bomber guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's in episode 22. He is the main bounty for episode 22.
Okay.
And they put... Oh, wait. Yeah, and they put him in the fucking second episode of the show. Not the first episode. I'm sorry. The first episode was a mix of episodes like 26, 1, and 5. And this, they were like, all right, 2, 22, and something else. So they're really all over the place with their fucking, I don't know why they do it like that though. It's very weird, but
hey man.
As long as it's entertaining, I'm not gonna lie.
I've watched up to episode 3, I think, of the live action Cowboy Bebop on my own. It is very funny. I saw that scene where Jet Black, who they made black for the show, is being sexually harassed. And he goes, is this blackmail? And they're like, you are black and you are male. And I let out a scream of laughter as that line was read dead serious. And I wanted to fucking, like, I laughed because I couldn't choke the writers or the executives or the producers who let that shit slide. I wanted to send a meme
tweet. Up on that.
I wanted to send, like, a mean tweet to the actress that said it. Like, yo, you couldn't have, like, pushed back a little? Can you tell me at the bare minimum that you tried? But it is what it is. All right. Oh, wait. So I guess any other thoughts on these episodes, guys? Anything at all? Because what I wanted to ask you guys, so far, 20 episodes in, do we have any new favorite episodes or anything?
No, I don't have a new favorite episode. My favorite is still the two-parters. What was it, 11 and 12 or 12 and 13?
Yeah, Jupiter Jazz.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's cheating, personally, to do a two-parter, but I'll let it slide.
Okay.
Brandon. I don't know, because I like 20. I really like 20.
That's fair.
Just blew my mind. Just something different, just... We went through a door in the amusement park that led to a different fucking world. He was fighting like fucking monsters and shit. Like nothing made sense in that fucking episode. And that's why I was just like, bro, everything was just like, what is happening? Like, what are we doing? This is what we're doing now? Like nothing makes sense anymore? Okay. All right.
All right. My favorite episode up until this point, I think still might be the Venus episode. Oh, God damn it. I can't remember its name. It was like episode 11. The one where the guy wanted Spike to train him on how to fight. And he like stole a plant from a gang and he ended up dying at the end. Can't remember. That one has been my favorite. And I don't know why. I mean, I do know why. It just stuck with me. So far, the most of all the ones. Aside from like the vicious ones, but meh. I think the live action might have poisoned the well on Vicious for me. Nigga is a crackhead in the fucking live action.
He will be coming back.
Probably not. No, hopefully not. But I guess let's move on to talk about
the one where the nigga passed off his debt to her was a solid episode too.
That is, but it's not like, you're right. Okay.
They have their episodes where it's like wild action, and then they have episodes where it's just wild comedy. Like, it's just,
yeah,
just dumb shit. And
like, I really do like Ed's Mushroom episode. Like, I used to hate it as a kid. Like, I used to, like, if I seen that shit Ed on screen, I used to get viscerally angry and just change the channel. But I love that episode now. That shit is so silly and stupid.
Bro, this nigga Jet Black was thinking he was going up the stairs and he was just walking in the same spot.
Spike was. Jet was talking to his plants, remember?
Oh, Spike was. That conversation is funny, too.
He was that's the secret of life. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, so you're saying the universe was actually created by a turtle? Interesting. Like, that's the... Jet was off. Awesome shit. I'm surprised Faye didn't like drown herself in the toilet. But then I also really like the Black Dog Serenade episode with Jet on his own, where he goes after the nigga who shot his arm off.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's another
reason. It was his partner.
Yeah, then found out it was his partner who went there to get killed. Actually, I don't know what the fuck that partner was up to. Yeah. That nigga was on some bullshit. Like, in hindsight, like I get it. He probably was like, oh, I'm so fucking guilty. I feel so terrible about shooting my partner's arm off. Or maybe he was just like, yo, I want out of the syndicate. But you can't leave the syndicate. You got to get murdered out of it. And so...
Clearly, that's the only way. Because every time it's brought up, the character who's involved with it dies.
Prison or murder. And yeah. If you were in prison at the start of the episode, you're going to be murdered before the episode ends. As in the Black Dog Serenade, where that nigga was locked up. Supermax. Broke out, murdered by the end of the episode. By another syndicate member who then got murdered. Yeah, huh. Funny. That doesn't speak well for Spike. And they're going to get murdered on the last episode. I'm calling it now. But,
and that's your prediction?
Yeah.
We're going to come back to that.
Wow.
Just because of what you said right now, where it was like, because think about it. Who do we know in the syndicate except for Spike and Vicious that are like named characters and are still breathing?
That's what I'm saying. Vicious is going to come back. We're going to finish this.
I feel like they're going to murder each other. I feel like that's how the show ends. Spike and Vicious kill each other.
And that makes sense.
This is, again, me kind of being just joking, but it's going to be at the same church from episode 5. Niggas like, run it back. All right, bet. And then they just go down there and do the same thing again, but they both die. So, but I think that's all I have to say about Bebop. Any lingering thoughts, concerns, questions at all? All right. Then let's talk about our other intellectual property that we've been reviewing, reading, talking about. Spider-Man. Into the Spider-Verse, the comic series. So we were getting bogged down in a lot of the side stories and bullshit. So we just read the main event story specific chapters. Because there's a lot of side content. So that was Amazing Spider-Man's like 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. It was like four chapters we had to read. So we finished the Spider-Verse event, and overall I really liked it. What did you guys think?
I liked it a lot.
I think once we cut out all the extra fat in those side stories and mm-hmm. just got main meat and potatoes, like, no, this is like following the main Peter Parker and stopping to jump to Ben Reilly or Kane, Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman, Ultimate Spider-Woman, like just a whole bunch of nonsense characters. Captain Britain. Like, I didn't even know about all the niggas.
Yeah, I didn't need that either.
Like, yes, it was cool to see them, but I was not trying to read a whole chapter or volume or issue of a fucking comic on them. Or the Spider-Chan or Spider-Coon. The spider ninja from the village hidden in the webs, whatever. Like, they were cool, just not, you know, your own series cool for me. So far, I guess, first question, who was your favorite Spider-Man that you saw in the series? Design-wise, actual background. It can be simple reason why you like it. I don't really care. It could be Spider-Ham. It could be the pig.
Mine, I'm a little bit biased because I like the Spider-Verse movie so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of like inclined to be the most interested in Spider-Man 2099 because I know he'll be in that next movie.
Mm. Miguel O'Hara, I think his name is.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, Mexican. I'm not sure. But he's cool. I think its design is sick. Personally, for me, the superior Spider-Man when Dr. Octopus is in Peter's body, I really fucking love his suit. The black, the black bottom, red upper with the robot arms. And he be getting bodies. That nigga turned Peter Parker into a murderer. Way too, I mean, like, it's Dr. Octopus, but you know.
Right, that's what that nigga is about.
Like, he ended, he didn't end the main conflict, but he did, like, slit some nigga's throat just cause.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, everyone's fighting, and he's like, and you, defenseless. Cut your throat. So, I guess brief story summary I'll throw in there too for people who don't care about spoilers. Turns out Spider-Man, let me see, the people hunting the Spider-Man, the inheritors, were going to inherit the multiverse, but the prophecy from the Great Web Weaver, whatever his name was, said, hey, Spider-Man's going to stop you. And so they had to stop all Spider-Men across the multiverse so that they could enact their plan of domination. And the prophecy came true because, of course, whenever you try to stop a prophecy from happening, it usually forces
you make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and that's some, like, old as Greek.
It's from the Greek philosopher Raven Simone.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, it was compounded upon by her brother, fellow philosopher, Corey of the House of White.
Corey in the house.
Yeah. Corey Baxter. But, fuck me, dude. Brandon, who was your favorite Spider-Man? Did we get yours? I don't think we did.
I did really fuck with Spider-Ham. I'm biased off of the movie as well.
Whenever I saw Spider-Ham, I only thought about the Simpsons movie. I don't know if you guys did. Okay, Spider-Pig. Yeah, Spider-Pig. Okay, cool.
Because I remember thinking, like, how stupid that shit was. And then only to find out that there is a version of Spider-Pig in the fucking Marvel universe.
Now, this is the thing, though. I think Spider-Pig came out after the Simpsons.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure it's an homage to that. So, like, it's just funny to me that it's just carried through.
That's dope.
Oh, okay. One thing I both kind of like, kind of hate about the series is Silk. Like, I like Silk's design, but I kind of hate that her and Peter Parker can't be in a room for 5 minutes without them trying to fuck. Or just how she's so new and so important. But, like, other than that, she's cool.
I don't know.
I was very, whatever. And you know what sucks, too, about all Spider-Verse and everything? Spider-Verse came out in, let me just double-check the year here. I don't want to be inaccurate. 2015-ish? Let me see. God damn it. Yeah, 2015 was the main Spider-Verse event. And I'm 85% sure 2016, the universe got reset. So it's not even in the main continuity anymore. So, but Marvel's continuity gets reset like every fucking 5 years, so it's fine.
Exactly.
It's still a good-ass series. Now what we got to do is decide on what we're going to read next. But for the listeners, they'll have to tune in next week to find out. And so, Brandon, I guess just moving forward from this, there is something I did want to talk to you about. Because you said it here. I'm just seeing it happen now. Niggas are turning on Russell Westbrook in droves. Online, in the media. I seen this nigga Shannon Sharp say this nigga cannot ball.
He's been saying that for months now.
I know.
To be fair, Russ kind of turned on them.
Yeah.
That is a whole different player.
It's Brother, I was watching Skip and Shannon do their show, and bro, Shannon broke it down, and I'm like, bro, in a way that you can't deny. Like, it's just, it is what it is. And it was the fact that we get blinded by the triple doubles, like, but in reality, this nigga really is not that good of a basketball player. Like we get distracted by the triple doubles, but then he'd be like, have six turnovers. And be give or like have possessions where he just gives the ball up or whatever, or
yep.
Team he could be still team loses. Like when he was OKC, like how many times did he have a triple double and they still lost?
Yeah,
like so it doesn't like I think we got so distracted by that and the fact that no one has done it in so long. Now everybody gets a fucking triple double. Some who's on that nigga on OKC, Giddy? I think he was like the youngest player to ever get a triple double. I don't even know who he is, and he got a triple double. Like everyone can get triple doubles now. It's not even like a big deal anymore.
Yeah. I'm gonna what did he average a triple double for a season was his big thing. For
multiple seasons, so like twice.
Yeah, yeah. Back to back, right?
Three, I think.
So like again, that it was cool, but like they weren't doing anything with it. And that's like I personally, like, I do understand what Shannon was saying because when it happened, everyone thought it was impressive.
Bro, he is playing bad. Like, I'm watching these games, too.
Like, he's playing the same. He's not changing.
Instead of just hearing about niggas talk about it, because I hate doing that. I hate just listening with people on analysts talk about players and just going off of that because that's how narratives get created and all that bullshit. I'm watching these games. This nigga looks so different than any other Russell from any other team I've ever seen him on. He looks like he doesn't know what he's doing. Like I watched the last game where he got pulled in overtime. He was 1-for-5. Like he hit a shot off the side of the backboard and didn't even it just went out of bounds. Like it was so bad. There was a point where he took a jump shot and the crowd said no, like don't shoot it. And he did anyway and he missed it. Like it's bad.
I personally get upset anytime Russell Westbrook pulls a jumper, but that's just me.
And then in his press conference, he just said, had a bad night, but
I missed
shots. Like he's acting like everything's okay.
Yeah, just a bad night. He might just be so
he had 5 points.
Just so used to losing that it's just like, yeah, no, we'll just turn it around. We'll make playoffs.
Everyone's like, and then everyone you got these headlines about Coach Vogel saying hopefully he just plays better. Like everyone's acknowledging that he's playing like shit. No one's sugarcoating it. No one's like, oh, he's just going through. You know, it's just, oh, they were just saying, oh, we just need time, chemistry. These are the issues. Like, we just need time playing with each other. We've been hurt, all that shit. Now it's just, no, the nigga's just bad. Hopefully he plays better. that's what we're saying now. Like, they're no longer defending him. They're just letting him pretty much hopefully just figure it out on his own. They can't trade him because his contract is so goddamn massive that he got from OKC.
Mm-hmm.
When he became MVP, that's that money from all the way back then. That's what's fucking him now to get him traded somewhere because no one's gonna pay that to get
no
is now.
That's one of the other reasons why he don't give a fuck.
Bro, I'm watching him play defense and it's just he doesn't even fucking try. Like niggas are already I'm not gonna say that because I know he tries, but niggas are just easily blowing right by him. Like it's not even fair, and that's what the issue is with the whole Lakers team is niggas are just too old. Everybody's blowing right by him. I'm watching Carmelo play. He gets taken advantage of.
Bro, I'm not even gonna lie. That nigga Melo getting a job was a LeBron doing his friend a favor.
Yeah.
That shit, I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, I like Melo, but like that nigga been lazy.
He's strictly there for offense because there's nothing he can do defensively. I've watched multiple games where he's just getting the work given to him.
Bro, he's always been like that too. And he's only gotten older. So I'm just like, dog.
And these niggas are only getting younger and better. So it's hard to keep up. Like I watched a Grizzlies game. He was up against Jaren Jackson Jr. That nigga was giving him the business.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's kind of crazy to think about the niggas we used to watch growing up and like, yo, they were the best and just kind of see them mid now.
That's why I feel like this team is like the last breed of like 06 or some shit. Like,
yeah,
the last legends that we used to grow up watching. Because let's be honest, bronze time is almost up, bro. Like, we got like
niggas 37
tired, man. Like, shit's crazy. Like,
he is 37. And I don't see him balling.
He's only trying to play and used to break the record for all time scoring or to play with his son. Those are the only two things I think he's playing for. Obviously, win a championship if possible. But yeah. Other than
four rings is A-okay to walk out with.
He can leave whatever he wants.
Nah.
He's not super far off for the scoring record either.
He's not. He's
like 2,000 points or something.
Yeah, I know. You can get that in the season, to be honest.
He cannot. He can do this all. Like, he can have that one season where he breaks the record and plays with his son all in the same year.
Yeah.
That very can very easy. Well happen.
Yeah.
And if it'd be crazier if that team ends up winning the championship, that would be even fucking crazy.
Nah. That would actually cause a violent.
That happens. He's the greatest athlete of all time.
I'd be very scared for whatever city they beat.
If that happens, bro, like,
that city catches fire.
He's my goat. He's everyone's goat. I don't want to hear no old head talk about, like, nigga, no. Jordan can never think about doing some shit like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's always going to – it's funny how, like, people find a way to make all these fucking excuses as to why LeBron's not great. Like, look at his finals record. Look at this. Look at that. It's like, bro, if you sit down and be honest, look at his career, what he's done. He's been on three different teams. He's won championships with all of those teams. Like,
won championships in both conferences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's done
niggas, everything. Remember niggas were saying he was scared of the West for so many years. It came to the West to win a championship.
Good for LeBron.
It wasn't a wash West either. The Clippers were hot. They just happened to just fucking fall before we could see him in the conference championship. But
mm-hmm.
ain't their fault.
But that, I mean, that ain't that. As a Clippers hater, they were never going to see the Clippers. Clippers are their own worst enemy. Them niggas will never.
They always have been, man. It's hard to root for them. Even back to the Blake Griffin and CP3 days.
Oh my god! I root
for these niggas so hard to win, and they would just find ways to just.
They just disappoint you all the time. And you know what it is? It's because of how disappointing they are when they had Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, fucking
Jamal Crawford.
Jamal Crawford.
You should still be in the league, bro. If niggas are getting 10-day contracts, get Jamal Crawford on the court, bro.
I get it.
Isaiah Thomas is on the roster. If you could get Isaiah Thomas on the roster,
yeah, that's true. That is true. I'd pay Jamal Crawford before I pay Isaiah Thomas. And that's no disrespect to Isaiah Thomas, but
yeah, it's no disrespect at all. We got to keep it a buck. He is a complete liability on defense. Niggas are going right after him.
Yeah, I can just go over you. My legs are longer. I'm going to beat you wherever I go.
Nigga, John Morant. Is the nigga that he has to guard. But this nigga, what?
Can't. Impossible. Give up.
Yeah, you got to come out the game.
Like, even, and if you switch, everyone's just taller. Like, who's gonna?
I'm wasting timeouts to get that nigga out the game faster to stop the bleeding sooner. That's and then I'm mad at him.
All he's gonna do is chuck a three. Like
exactly.
What is he gonna give your team?
I'll pay you a bag of peanuts. That's what I will tell him. You get a jersey and a ring,
bro,
and everything.
Fucked up, bro. Boston should have paid him, man.
No, they shouldn't have.
We knew this was going to happen. We should have paid him anyway. Thank you for what you did.
You keep him along. You don't pay him what he's asking less. But you also don't go for Kyrie. I was one of those people who back in the day thought the Kyrie trade was a mistake. Going for Kyrie just because Kyrie was never staying. He didn't want to be there, you know?
Boston is a shitty fucking city.
You wonder why everyone ends up leaving. Like, it's very hard to, like, I can't, being from Mass, I can't see why I would want to stay here long term.
Not at all. Like, Boston doesn't deserve anything.
Whoa. I like Boston, guys. Come on, wait. It's racist. Yeah, they suck.
Bro, I'm telling you, when Jason Tatum's contract is up or whatever, if he decides to not sign an extension, obviously, Boston's going to throw all the money in the world at him to keep
him. Oh, yeah.
But if he has a decision to stay or go, that nigga is leaving. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, probably.
Jaylen Brown is Probably the first one out the door. If he has, if he's not given the keys to the, to yeah, because obviously they're trying to give that to Jason Tatum, but nigga, Jaylen Brown's been balling this whole season. Mm-hmm. Like everyone, I feel like he doesn't get enough recognition because he ain't the light skinned, handsome looking one.
See, I agree, but I also don't, because I feel like every time, I know we're not trying to like just listen to analysts and shit, but like whenever we talk about Boston, it's always those two. You know what I mean?
It's, yeah, but there should be a way we can win a championship with them too. I don't feel like we should need to split them up.
I don't either, and that's where I'm at.
What's missing. I don't know what it is.
I don't either. I personally, I sometimes just think it's like, what is it? The fucking front court, the fucking our bigs. Them niggas just, I feel like Boston is allergic to paying big men. And like for quality ones and ones that will stay for a long time. So that we can.
In our Achilles heel. Like Al Horford is great. Love that he's back, but like he doesn't move the needle. Like he's only getting older as well.
Exactly. Niggas is.
And like, I love him. I love Al. But yeah, we never. I mean, Robert Williams is playing better. He's finally developing in like what, his third, fourth season.
Super excited when we. This is old, but remember when we got Shaq when he was at his worst?
Yeah,
Michael Jordan on
the Wizards. That's probably one of the worst runs as a Celtics fan I can recall. But I don't think we did. We made the playoffs, I think, but we weren't going to do shit that year.
Oh yeah,
that was bad.
We're just bullshitting.
Everybody was old, but we ended up trading everybody after that and shit.
Who the fuck was Nate Robinson and fucking Shaq doing comedy skits and shit instead of fucking practicing?
It was wild when you think about how many people were actually Celtics at some points in their career.
Mm-hmm.
We just had one of those runs where we just had a wild roster of just random names.
Rotating door, because again, people will play there because I feel like Boston is a prestige team. We got a lot of clout from past victories and shit, but like no one wants to stay there because then they get there and like, what is this fucking snow?
Even Tom Brady got tired of it and was like, I'm finally going to live for me.
Tom Olson gave us life
and enjoy my last 2 years in the league.
You're right. But also what? Tom gave us what, 20 years?
I'm just saying, he could have easily just retired with them.
He was king of Boston.
Yeah, he was.
He had a great fucking time.
He had nothing else. He owed him nothing else. But even I'm just saying, even he got tired of it. Even he was like, "Bro, I want out of here." So I'm just saying, like, that tells you a lot.
No, you're definitely right though. Like everyone has to leave eventually, but
I think the only one is like David Ortiz, who's like
yeah,
I love Boston, and Boston loves him. So it's like,
yeah, I was gonna say
it's very mutual.
I feel like the real king of Boston is David Ortiz. Tom Brady threw away his chance by
leaving. I've never seen so many groups of people all get angry and like wanted to ride for this nigga when he got shot in DR.
I heard he had that shit coming. I heard he was
listening to the most Dominican nigga was all furious that something happened to David Ortiz.
This is going to be very controversial. I heard he had that shit coming. I heard this nigga was fucking a drug dealer's wife. I'm not even going to hold you. That's what I heard he got shot over.
I mean, bro, it's Dave Ortiz, bro. Like,
and you're just going to sit there and take it? I completely understand this thing again.
We just going to kill a fucking MLB legend and just get away with that shit?
No, but I'll shoot that nigga and go down. Yeah, I did it. I'll drop the gun and arrest me or kill me, whatever, you know. That's one of those. It's on the principle. You know what I mean? That's one of those things that I can see someone's masculinity just, all right, I guess I just have to murder someone. I'm getting cucked. All right, yep, murder time. Click clack.
I just think it gives you unnecessary attention if that is what you are.
And that nigga said, who did it? David Ortiz. I made a big scene when I left the house. I got to do it anyway, guys. I'm sorry.
If anything, I'm paying a nigga to do that. I'm not doing anything directly.
Mm-hmm. but funny shit. All right, fellas. Anything else? Any last topics of conversation that we wanted to? Anything at all? Oh, very briefly, I did hear Lil Uzi is going to go, not to jail, but he did actually slap up his ex in St. John at that fucking restaurant.
Really? Wait, St. John the artist or St. John, like, is where they were?
The artist. Oh. Yeah, he got 3 years of probation.
When did that news come out?
February 6th, which is today. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yep. Yeah.
I think he got sentenced on the Sunday?
It might have been on Friday. We didn't hear about it. It didn't get picked up until like today. Yeah. Complex, Pitchfork, Daily Mail, Vulture, they're all reporting the same thing. Yep.
Oh, so, I understand.
I remember we talked about it when it happened, and it was just like, damn. I don't know if that happened. I feel like we were like, we just got to wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's the, we waited. And yep, that nigga is, yep. Probation, 3 years. He's also going to have to do like a domestic violent counseling. And pay restitution and comply with a 10-year criminal protective order. So, yeah. I mean, I feel like he, at a certain point, you have to recognize, like, you are bigger. Who you are as a brand is bigger than any, like, interpersonal relationship you have, and you got to let your ex go. But
how do we know how tall this woman was?
No, I'm assuming the same height as him. You're gonna make me look it up now. It shouldn't play a factor, but why do you bring it up?
It kind of does.
Why? You think she like picked him up under his arms and was like, "Go home,
I'm
little."
Thinking how I'm how I'm like how if he's not that tall. We all know how tall Uzi is.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga's like what 5'5", 5'6",
5'4".
He's 5'4". Oh, yep. Shit, he's shorter than what I thought. So I'm thinking she has to be at least 5'7", some real, like, inches, especially with heels on.
You're making me do some
research. And I'm thinking she might have, it might be a fair fight. So.
You're probably right. Let me see. God fucking damn it, I hate you.
I'm just like, I'm trying to get the visual of like domestic.
He is
like,
5'7".
She's 5'7"?
She's 5'7", exactly.
See, like.
This nigga. I'm so like, it doesn't make it better.
It doesn't it make it better. It makes it
more fair. I know.
It makes you wonder, it makes you think how this played out. That's it, all.
I feel like Lil Uzi. It's not fair because Lil Uzi is yoked, remember? We've seen, like, we followed him. That nigga was just doing aerials casually. He was like, damn, I haven't practiced this in a minute. And then started doing fucking goddamn breakdancing moves. And I was like, oh, you're in insane shape to be able to do that.
So I mean, yeah, he's fucking 5'4".
Yeah, so, like, he's just all muscle. He's like a fucking...
He has complete control over his body. Yeah,
exactly.
I 100% believe it.
Of all rappers, he's probably the closest to total concentration breathing. That, like, physically,
he might be the most famous person at his height.
Kevin Hart.
Is Kevin Hart that short too?
He is. You know what? Kevin Hart is probably shorter. So
I never knew what Kevin. I just always knew he was short, but I never knew exactly what his height was.
There was a sound going around where he was on a lie detector test. I swear to God, he's 5'3".
That is crazy. Good for them, man.
Wow, no way. He's 5'2".
He's 5'2". Holy shit. Yeah.
No, wait a second. He says he's 5'2.5".
But TV really does make people look taller because he doesn't look like he's 5'2".
Nah, that nigga looks like he's 5'2". You want to know how you know? Watch one of his. I was watching one of his comedy specials.
I thought he was 5'4", 5'5". Not 5'5", 5'4" this whole time.
I didn't know maybe he was 5'2", but I knew he was like, I always thought he was 5'3", because I saw a stand up and he was standing next to a stool, or he walked past it, and I was just like, wait a second. I was like, wait a second, something's not adding up here. I was like, where is your waist in relation to that? And I was just like,
I always thought people over exaggerated how short he was, and I thought he was always like 5'5", 5'6", or something.
Yeah, everybody does jokes. It's like, okay, we get it, he's short, but like, no, nigga, like, really, he is short.
No, he is. That's but again, like, that's his power. Like, when you are 5'2", you do have to be funny. I'm sorry. Yeah, or have a decent enough personality, but like Kevin Hart is, you know,
to be with the woman that he's been with, you have to be at least funny. Yeah. To have the type of following that he has, yeah, you gotta at least be funny, nigga. I don't know about now, currently, because there's some people who question if he's still funny. I don't know. I don't be looking for the nigga shit or be paying attention, so I don't know.
Yeah. But I don't know. I guess we'll bring more updates on the heights of more famous people on our next episode.
Shame on you, Uzi. If that's true, nigga, shame on you.
Yeah, no, I am saying shame on you, Uzi. You should know better. But you don't. Your team failed you. Well, also, who knows if his team could do anything, but you know. All right, then. Everyone, that's it for this week. Also, keep an eye out on YouTube. We are starting an anime reaction, so those will start going up there. And we'll see you all next week on our next episode.